Troy for breakfast.
Always great to catch up with Aussie cricket legend Brad Hogg. He's busy, busy, busy visiting schools, visiting mine sites, giving his own spin on life struggles. Hoggy, thanks for joining us. Now, you were born in Narrogin, and is it true that you grew up at Williams?
Yeah, so I grew up in Williams. Yep. I got cousins down here in Newdigate, and then there's all those sport people that come through Lake Race, Narrogin, Wickapen, Pingley, everything that we did through the Upper Great Southern, Dumbayung as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of contacts there, and look, I'm pretty grateful that I'm back down here, because if it wasn't for all the people in this particular region, and especially those ones that played sport, the dreams of us who go out and get that or have that fortunate time where we're playing at the highest level, the dreams wouldn't come true. So I'd like to thank everyone out there for their contribution to our dreams.
Yeah. So what actually brings you here to Newdigate this year?
Well, CBH and Lifeline have joined together.
Yep.
And, you know, because mental health is getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's not getting any easier with the times that we're in now. And last year, Lifeline had 64,000 calls in WA. Yeah. That's just in WA alone. Yeah. They get a lot more from over east too, especially when the phones go down over east. So it's getting more prevalent. And it's just getting the awareness out there. We've got men's health organisations that go around and talk to the communities, but Lifeline is a little different. 131114, where you can actually ring them if you don't feel confident talking to someone else about the problems that you're going through. And it doesn't, it's just not mental health. It's, you could be going through financial problems, marriage problems, like I did. And it's good to see that there are people that are trained on the other end of the lines there to
help you out. You're going around to different schools around regional WA. Are you talking about mental health and other bits and pieces?
Yeah, I do it a little bit differently there. It's more about resilience.
And,
yeah, you do touch on it, and the kids do talk about it, which is great. But it's also trying to give them the tools to cope with it at such a young age.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everything we do, you always learn those skills at a young age, and if they're not in that foundation, well, when you get older, you can't really fall back on anything, that foundation to get over and through.
And I suppose they would open up to you a little bit more. Oh, it's Brad Hogg, so, you know, they might say something to you that they might not say to mum and dad.
Yeah, well, there's times there where you've got to break the ice as well. And I think sometimes when people are going through a tough time, and this is a good thing about community, each individual, you know each individual. And when there's a change in their personality or change in the way they go about their business, that's generally a sign that something's going wrong. So they might be a little bit quieter. Yep. If you're in my case, I'm a little bit more rowdier. So it's just about getting to know the people around your community and, you know, just asking, you know, what's going on with your life and that. And sometimes they don't want to open up, so it's just a matter of just having a general conversation and eventually you get to that stage where they will open up and share something with you. So you don't want to be too direct sometimes.
No, exactly.
Because everyone's talking about a good year around here as well, but there are some farmers out there that have got too much rain and waterlogged and are a little bit worried about the scenario and the season still hasn't finished as well yet. So, you know, you've got to prepare for those moments down the track, and that's why we're here. Men's Health is here as well. So Lifeline, if you need to call someone, 131114, train volunteers to help you out. And when I was going through my mental health scenario, I didn't realise that they were there. So I wouldn't talk to anyone. None of my mates knew that I was going through it. None of my family knew that I was going through it.
Okay.
I was actually, and I don't mind sharing because it's, you know, prevalent. I actually went to a clairvoyant because I was worried about a psychologist and other stuff, and I just thought that's left field, something different.
So why a clairvoyant then?
Just something different. I needed my future read or something like that. But it wasn't the right resource. If I had Lifeline there, it would have saved me so much more drama. Yeah, but just going on with the Lifeline scenario, as I mentioned, it's just not about financial stuff. Yeah. But there's online counselling there too that you can receive. So, but that's online counselling where if you're on your farm or you're in town in your house and you need someone to talk to, you can go online with a counsellor. You don't have to search or go to Perth or travel miles to see it. So we're providing those services as well.
Yeah, and what's the Lifeline number again?
131114. And I'll tell you what, in my playing days, I wish I had them there, because there were a few dark days out there where I was just finding the middle of the bat too long, and I'd go back to my room and sort of just sit there, and I might have lost the game for my team.
Yeah.
And I just, when you're in that state and your place is on the very edge, and you think as though, well, I might be dropped here and there, I needed that 131114, because it was pretty hard to talk to your teammates out
at
that
stage.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to show that you're weak.
Okay.
And it was just coming out to the very end of my career and probably going into the comeback where they started to have those resources on board for you.
So there's no comeback for the Perth Scorchers, mate? We can't get you back in the 2020 team?
Look,
I can ring JL now, or...
Well, you don't need to ring JL. No. It's probably out of vision. I think JL's got his own problems. JL's got his work cut out with Australia. But look, I've been very fortunate with my career. I was lucky with the comeback. The 5 years out of the Perth Scorchers were the best years, probably in a team culture that I'd been with. The 2003 World Cup, which we won. That was probably the best that I've been in, but the Perth Scorch is something that we created there as a team, not just on the field, but off the field. We rejuvenated WA cricket again, and the youngsters in that squad, the Bancrofts, the Turners, the Sam Whitemans, who's from Bunbury, those particular players were the ones that created that culture. I'll share something. We were over in Queensland. We'd just been beaten twice in WA. I think it was the second year of the campaign. We went over to Sydney. We had a win. Then we went up to Brisbane, and we had a win there just before Christmas.
Okay.
And we're out in the out on the town, and a couple of people were going, right, come to a party tonight. And anyway, everyone's going, Hoggy, what do you reckon? What do you reckon? I said, it's up to you. Whatever you do, I'll follow you. This is your culture. You're building it. I'm not going to be around for much longer. And, you know, our culture wasn't the best culture beforehand. It was a good culture, but not something that's going to have long-term success. But these guys were building it.
Yeah.
So we ended up not going on that party, those parties that we were invited to. And right then and there, I knew WA cricket was in a good place.
Okay.
So it was those youngsters that were driving it. They were driving me. And they were making my cricket better as well.
Do you miss the cricket?
I miss that environment.
Yep.
I miss being around those guys. It's more the camaraderie that you create. And the more I'm working with Lifeline and coming into these communities, that's what we had with Australia.
Yep.
When I retired, well, I didn't retire, when I stopped getting phone calls, all of a sudden that was sort of taken away, and trying to find that new environment, I've got a sense of community.
Something different
was
going
the
forward.
Hard thing. Yeah.
Will there be an Ashes series?
At the moment, I think there will be, but I think when you look at it, You want to keep the sport going in one way, but then you've got to think about everyone else that's going through troubled times in their lives. So you've got to play it in the right manner. And these guys are coming over for 4 months.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are going to be here for 4 months without seeing their family. It's important that we create a structure where they're in those bubbles where they can have their family there.
Yeah, for sure.
But bringing the family over is going to be very tough as well if they can't go out and travel and cooped up in hotels and everything like that. So it's going to be tough to get it on board with families coming over. So there's still a lot of work to do behind the scenes to make sure everything is a clean slate.
Was there someone in the Australian cricket team that you liked hanging out with when you played?
I liked hanging out with everyone, in a sense. Early on...
Yeah. Come on, who was it? Come on.
Matthew Hayden and myself I upset the apple cart very early on. So back in 2003 when I got picked for Australia again, I was 12th man in the Sydney Test. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm around there. They were thinking about playing two spinners, but I didn't get the nod. And we're batting, and I went up to JL and patted him on the shoulders and said, come on, JL, go and get stuck into these poms. Come on, you're going to, you know. And then I went up to Haydos and patted him on the shoulder. Come on, Haydos, really driving into these poms. And he's turning to me, Hoggy, get away, you know.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can understand.
Yeah.
But he was quite angry with me. Anyway, I'm a bit sheepish walking out to the back of the change rooms, and Adam Gilchrist goes, you better go and read that sheet that Mozzie's written about all the players. So Mozzie was a psychologist in the team.
Right.
And so it was a thinker, enforcer, feeler, Mozzie. And I was a Mozzie thinker.
Okay,
I could think about
right
the game before the day, but I couldn't think about it during the game.
Yeah.
So I was always buzzing. So I went up there, read it, the first line for Matthew Hayden. Don't talk to Matthew before he bats.
Whoops.
So Matthew worked out pretty quick that I'm not very good with attention to detail, so it took a while for our relation to kick off. But Matthew was a gem. Absolutely love him. We got on like a house on fire. When you're sort of in that environment, you just go in. It's a bit like going into the sheep yards and you don't listen what your first job is and you stuff up. Well, people have
Back at you.
Yeah, they come back at you.
Mate, we can talk all day. You're off to various schools very soon. You're off to do more talks around at schools?
Yeah, I'm going to Meckering to the primary school there and also talking to the bowling club with all the local farmers there that night as well. So it's good that people are starting to talk about it now.
Because how
I see it is, we all go through the dark times, but there's always a ray of light that comes through a dark cloud that makes tomorrow a better opportunity and a happier day. So that's the way we've got to think about it and normalise those dark moments when people are going through trauma. And I'm just glad that people are talking about it.
Yeah. Lifeline, quickly, that telephone number again.
131114. And thanks very much again for everyone around the country regions that play sport, because our dreams wouldn't come true. And hopefully everyone has a good year here and we stay safe and we keep WA life the way it is now. So we're doing a good job.
All right, mate. Nice to chat, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thanks, Troy.